Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Partly sunny skies, some spotty storms possible this afternoon, maybe that evening rush hour. 84 expected for the high today. There could be some storms overnight, but then we're looking at partly sunny skies on Thursday with a high of 82 in the forecast. Right now, 67 degrees. Stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team, the team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. It's 6:05. Hear your news headlines. Well, we should probably count our blessings that we are just experiencing some mild storms. Millions of Americans suffering through miserable weather today. There's excessive heat warnings and advisories all over the West and the Southwest. And in the East, about 32 million people are under a flood watch.
Are you weather guilting us?
Yeah, she is.
I'm just saying we should appreciate what we got.
No, I appreciate it.
You finish your good weather. There's kids who could use that good weather on the East Coast today. You scoop up those last couple bites of good night. I don't wanna.
You do it. Well, it makes me think of when we talk about the weather bubble that we experience in the winter and stuff, where other places are getting hammered and we're, you know, having a good time. Forecasters say that there's a lot of areas of the country that are going to get some heavy rain and flash flooding out on the east.
Upper East Coast.
Yeah. Those images coming out of like, Pennsylvania.
Where it's a small town and Main Street is a river.
Yeah.
People are standing on their porch and the water's up to the porch. That's just,
could you even imagine?
Nuts footage.
Just insane. Omaha City Council moving closer to a decision on the future of fireworks sales and usage here in the city. The mayor asked council members yesterday to reduce the period to buy and use fireworks from the current 10 days to 5 days. Supporters came out, including the Omaha Police Chief, Todd Smotter. He said that they received 1,200 fireworks complaints, taxing our resources all over the city. Hundreds of complaints this July 4th, namely July 5th, seems like the big day that people called in.
July 5th,
and,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Zeke, you wonder if you could deputize, like, around the 4th of July, you deputize.
Oh, gosh.
Fireworks cops. Awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Fireworks cops. You show up in the neighborhood. You're there. You're like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And your job is to call the real police if stuff gets ugly.
Yeah.
But they can write tickets. For right. Fireworks infractions.
I would love
Wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't that be great? They buzz around town. And,
like
and
almost
have
like
them.
A meter maid type of situation where they're like, sorry. I mean, I'm not really like law enforcement, but I can issue you this
even just
this citation.
Even just like the neighborhood watch. You know what I mean? It just each neighborhood has a deputized human to handle.
I'm on the local fireworks patrol.
Yeah.
And I would tell my kids, make sure you egg his house.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And
no.
I definitely want his mailbox exploding.
And toilet paper. Don't forget about that game.
Mm.
All right.
Well, which you can now do with a drone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that.
I've seen
awesome.
People, somebody learned how to attach toilet paper to a drone and effectively speed TP'd.
Yeah.
It just seems so lazy. Half the fun is the toss.
Never done it.
Oh, really?
No, you have?
Oh, yeah. In high school, it's like
okay.
A goof.
Rite of passage, man.
Yeah. I feel like I should
sadly, a lot of times you're not doing it to quote-unquote someone deserving. It's like usually one of your friends.
Yeah, it's just a goof.
It's
for,
a
like,
lame
like-
move, though, because they get in trouble. Your parents come out and they're like, they don't know the difference between whether you got pranked or you're a loser.
Okay.
Because kids walk out and they're like, Dad, I'm not a loser.
This is my friends. This is our way of saying, ha-ha.
Well... You look like a loser to me, son. So stare at the ground. My son got pee-pee today. Anyway, so fireworks.
Loser. I guess so, my question is how do you get the toilet paper out of the tree?
That's
you don't,
the problem.
Do you? It rains, it gets...
You try and tear down the basic, but the tiny pieces around that are touching the tree usually rip.
Okay.
And then it rains and they're there for,
you know, Okay. All right.
So it's a big cleanup process depending on how good of a job somebody did at TPing. No decision was made yesterday about the fireworks, and the city council is going to meet again in August. City of Omaha says last weekend's nearly naked protesters didn't do anything illegal. Several women protested the state law requiring bottle clubs to obtain a liquor license near Club Omaha.
I just saw it on the news. They're naked. Didn't show a whole lot, but he even got
a shirt
semi-naked
off.
Or whatever. Okay.
Shane Harrington, he had a shirt off and he was filming them because they were posting it online.
Isn't that amazing? I don't even know what to think.
They were wearing next to nothing, though.
Yeah. Yes. But an Omaha prosecutor said that the women didn't do anything illegal. There was no indecent exposure.
So they're going to do it again and again and again.
This is his protest. Remember, he was like, this is the gloves off.
Well, you know what he needs to do.
He appealed the bottle service law. And then he was like, you guys now have made me take it to the next level. Sexy ladies protesting and my shirt off. 72nd and Dodge. We're all like, okay.
You know what?
And then he's letting girl-on-girl action go on.
If he only wants to do it the right way, he needs to show up with those ladies in the studio and have a conversation. But he's got to bring the naked ladies with him.
Oh, dude. He will. So be careful what you ask for.
Careful.
That's all right.
What you put out there. He's like, no. I'm not okay. I'm not afraid. The marina and boat ramp at Omaha's MP Dodge Park is set to reopen tomorrow. You know, we've had lots of record rain and the high water levels on the Missouri River had caused it to close. The campgrounds are going to remain closed until further notice. And for the first time in nearly a month, all Elkhorn River access sites are open as well.
Good.
So the water damage kept all that closed. And it's going to keep the Elkhorn, I guess, the campground there closed until further notice. Secretly recorded tape of a conversation between President Donald Trump and his attorney, Michael Cohen, is out. CNN was the first to broadcast the tape that was recorded in 2016. According to multiple reports, the conversation deals with how Trump was looking to buy the rights to the story of Playboy model Karen McDougal.
She's a hottie.
She said, oh gosh, she's beautiful. Who says she had an affair with him. Cohen can be heard talking about starting a company for what he called the transfer of all that info regarding a man believed to be David Pecker, who owns the company that publishes the National Enquirer.
David Pecker, huh?
I know, isn't that quite the name?
What a name, yeah.
Especially for owning the National Enquirer.
Mm-hmm.
Pecker! And yesterday, the president announced his administration is providing $12 billion in emergency aid to relieve farmers affected by the escalating trade disputes with China. We're in that tariff war, trade war.
So that affects local farmers. Like the nightly news was a Nebraska farmer last night.
They're loving it, right?
Well, the tepid response, I guess.
From the farmers?
Said thank you. Yeah, they were like, thank you for thinking of us and thank you for the money. But what we'd really rather have is the trade. I mean, in the end of the day, they're farmers and they want to sell.
I think he's just trying to quiet everybody up right now as it's going on. You know,
yeah, it's a temporary fix.
It's just temporary. Mm-hmm.
But they're still saying we want to be able to trade. Ben Sasse was pretty loud and proud. Farmers want to feed the world. They don't want to be paid to lose. I thought that was an interesting quote.
Yeah.
He said, this trade war is cutting the legs out from under farmers, and the White House's plan is to spend $12 billion on gold crutches. But we've done, there's a template. I mean, we've done this historically back in the day where
you just
this
feel
is
back
where you go all in. We try and get into a trade war. We pay our guys
to work.
Chill.
Yeah.
Right.
We've had farmers get paid many a times to sit on the sidelines.
Obviously, it's good that they're getting compensated, but yes, at the end of the day, I think they want to be able to do what they do, which is farm. Parts of Yosemite National Park in California are closing today. That deadly Ferguson fire is still blazing. Officials say that the Yosemite Valley area will close at noon. Shutdown is going to include all hotels, campgrounds, visitor service areas. Park officials are calling it a temporary closure and hope to reopen on Sunday. And scientists say use stronger sunscreen. There's a new study that says sunscreen users are only getting about 40% of the protection they need because they tend to spread it on too thin. Users can compensate for this tendency by using sunscreen with a higher sun protection factor, SPF.
Well, they used to shoot that down, so the industry has created it. Remember they said SPF past a certain level is all just
doesn't work.
BS, colored bubbles, SP 95.
Yeah.
Right. I think 50 is the highest you can get now. They put a cap on it because they're
now
like,
they're saying we're not putting on enough.
Yeah,
thank
we're
you,
doing it too
mama
thin.
Government.
These are scientists.
Our mama scientists.
They're like, that's fine, man. If you want to go ahead and play with your skin, but 40% protection, 40% of the protection they need is because we tend to put it on. Just we need to put it on a little bit more liberally, I guess. Maybe this is from the sunscreen companies that are like, we'll sell so much more sunscreen. A teen who regularly ate bags of snacks such as Hot Cheetos and Takis before stomach pains led to a surgery removing her gallbladder, and now her mom wants such snacks to be put on notice. She's not the only one. Doctors have also warned about these spicy snacks, saying that taken, you know, eaten in large amounts like teens tend to do,
but
has caused
what happened
ER
to her?
Visits.
You said her stomach, gallbladder or something taken out,
yes.
right?
Yes. Daughter ate four, she had a four bag a week habit involving the ultra spicy snacks. And I guess she started having severe stomach pains. They took her into the ER and they're like, we got to remove her gallbladder, which medical professionals don't associate gallbladder problems with certain foods, but the condition's not helped by high fat snacks. I mean, your gallbladder helps digest the fat, break down the fats in your body. So if you're putting a lot of that stuff in it, your gallbladder can kind of freak out. But the doctors are saying they see a lot of gastritis, ulcer-related stuff due to these spicy snacks. There's this one doctor out in California who says, gosh, we probably see about 100 kids a month, easy, due to the fact that they're eating these spicy snacks and they're causing all sorts of stomach problems. Schools took them out, I guess.
These- you see like little kids having to drink Pepto-Bismol at work like a vice cop?
Yes.
Milk of my Lanta, it's my ulcer again. How old are you? I'm six.
Hot Cheetos, man. Wish I could turn back the clock. Several states, schools in several states banned the foods as unhealthy and disruptive, and they would confiscate them, which created like this whole black market.
Okay.
Ooh. I haven't eaten the Hot Cheetos. I mean, they're spicy. I can't imagine sitting in... you know, finishing a bag of them, but the Takis.
I guess we don't know what size bag. When you said she eats that many bags, I assumed it was those little, the little bags, but maybe they're the big bags. Yeah.
They might be the grab bags from, you know, 7-Eleven where they're meant to be a couple servings. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's like four large bags. But Frito-Lay, they're the maker of Cheetos. Say that food safety, you know, everybody's like, well, you need to be, everything's fine if taken in proper doses.
Probably goes with gaming. Yeah. You're sitting there and that's your
snack.
Your snack is some kind of chip and then an energy drink or Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're guzzling lots of products with lots of food coloring, like brightly covered. I mean, they put a ton of dye on those.
Those things are bright red.
On any of those red hot. They're painted red.
Yeah.
It can't be natural.
It's like, is it really? I don't know if that's flavoring or just the visual.
I don't think there's anything natural about it, to be honest with you.
Flaming hot Cheetos. Jeez.
So dogs proving again that they are truly a man's best friend. There is a journal about learning and behavior, and they confirm that dogs rush to be by their owner's side when they hear them cry.
And what does a cat do? A cat doesn't?
A cat doesn't
cat's like, listen.
Cat's like, meow, whatever.
If you cry and you're holding a food, if you cry and you're popping a can of food, they will come running. Cats will. No, 34 dogs, they did this where they moved faster to open the door when they heard their owners making crying noises. So how sweet is that? They come to comfort you. I've noticed that, though. Dogs get all like, you know, when if you're upset, they get all nuzzly. Like, hey
buddy.
Snap out of it.
They're kind of needy. They're kind of needy a little bit, too.
Oh, God,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They know that we take care of them. I think that they stress about it at night. Like, if my owner doesn't come home, I'm in trouble. Whereas your cats are like, I hope he doesn't come home.
Oh,
I don't care.
I'll
figure out a way to escape or I'll eat something.
Cats just kind of sit there and silently judge. You know, that's how they
like. I don't know how I got here, but I didn't choose it.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of me.
Where
a dog's like, you're my boss. I have a boss. He feeds me.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
About Demi Lovato.
Yeah, that's scary, but it's glad to see she's stabilized. So Demi Lovato supposedly was rushed to the hospital yesterday because of a heroin overdose, and the whole world was like, well, that's really sad. So
right.
I can't even believe it when it came
People
out.
Close to her are saying it's not heroin.
What are they saying?
They're saying, you know, in the past, she's had problems with Oxycontin.
Okay.
She was given Narcan, which is used to counter the effects of opioids. So it could have been she was doing pills and stuff like that. But people close to her are very much saying, like, it wasn't heroin.
It was something.
It was something, obviously. Yes. Yeah. No, it was something. She recently confessed that she fell off the wagon. She'd been sober for 6 years and she had a relapse and obviously, you know, was still dealing with those demons because she relapsed again and it got her in the hospital.
Now, right in the middle of the day, too. That's what I was thinking of my son. I was like, geez, man, you're hitting it up early in the day.
They'd gone out Monday night for a buddy of hers's birthday. And pictures on her Instagram, like her private Instagram account, made her look like she was really happy. So maybe things got a little crazy, you know, party for your friend's birthday. And that's what led into the party didn't stop Tuesday morning. And it maybe led in because it was like noon when they brought her to the hospital.
Yeah.
They found her non-responsive in the house. And thank God somebody had Narcan. That's that magic stuff that people who... you know, have friends and family members that have opioid addiction. This is the thing that you can give them the injection of and it can help bring them back or at least, you know, negate some of the overdose effects until they can get to a hospital and see.
I forgot that she dated Wilmer Valderrama from that 70s show for 6 years, from 2010 to 2016. So they're saying he's devastated. He didn't know, you know, that her relapse was this bad. I want to be Wilmer. That guy's dated everyone.
Oh, geez.
Right? He's the cat that ate the canary, too. He's never said anything about it. He's just quietly.
He's a good breaker-upper. They're still friends.
Never kisses
and tells. He's able to date all these
beautiful
women in Hollywood, which you could think could cause problems.
Yeah. Right.
Because he's just slaying it.
But
he's a good breaker-upper.
Joe Jonas was another one of her exes, and he reached out via Twitter. You know, Joe Jonas is now getting married to... the girl from Game of Thrones, the redhead Arya Stark or Sonya Stark.
Sansa?
Sansa, thank you. I'm like, it
Someone.
Begins with an S.
Eventually, we usually sound out the word. I didn't know. I knew you could get it.
Thank you. I appreciate the power assist. My mind wasn't in Game of Thrones mode. But he reached out.
Prayers for Demi.
Okay. Yeah, that's just a bummer. Like I said, I was surprised. This is just the latest. She relapsed, he said.
Yeah, but keep in mind, she's 25.
Yeah.
To have been holding it down for 6 years, I give her huge props. I mean, a relapse is just a moment. You can move on from this. She can still have a long, sober, happy life. This is not a defining moment. This is merely just a bump in the road. But I just think it's so hard when you're that young and she does what she does. The fact that she kept it going for 6 years sobriety, I mean, it means she has it in her to do it.
These child actors,
what's wrong with them?
We took a picture with her.
Yeah.
Remember the
Verizon
store?
Yeah.
At 72nd and Dodge. And she was like, very young, obviously. They sold her at the time that she was.
It's up and comer.
Selena Gomez's best friend.
Yeah, that's it.
That's how they were pitching it. She was opening up for the Jonas Brothers in Omaha.
Yeah.
And doing a meet and greet. And I remember, God, this kid's really young.
God, I remember that, I do.
But she held herself like a pro because she was like, what, a Disney kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just like Miley Cyrus. A lot of these people we've seen that they were at such a young age. You know, the industry can kind of be, they don't always have your best interests.
Right. I mean, in Miley's case, she was really lucky because she came from an entertainment industry family. So she probably had proper insulation, like people who knew the ropes and knew the pitfalls and could kind of steer or at least protect or know what to buy into and what to blow off. But it's got to be so hard when, you know, I mean, in the case of like Demi Lovato, if you're just a kid and your parents are trying to manage you as best as they can, but if you're not an industry family, it's all new to you.
Yeah, it's all new. It's new to everyone. You just family just wants one thing. You know, they just want to go on from to success or whatever. So
Vilmer always dates these young up and coming like ingenues.
He gets in there.
Christina Milian.
Oh, geez, he dated her.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. They all look really young in these photos, though. Like Mandy Moore.
He's got a type.
Lindsay Lohan. Ashley Simpson. Rihanna. Avril Lavigne.
Quit it. He dated.
Yeah, he got like all of them on their way up.
He dated Rihanna?
He's good.
Look at that man. Holy smokes. All right.
Maybe that's what the deal is. He breaks up with you when you get too old.
That guy needs to write a book.
It's like Menudo. You've aged out.
Vilmer's like, sorry. I'm sorry. We need to have the talk.
The Big Party Morning Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Demi Lovato was taken to the hospital yesterday of an apparent overdose, but she is said to be stable and talking. Right. So she's back alert. She's 25 years old. She'd been sober for quite some time, years actually. And so this, overdose came as a surprise to a lot of her fans. Roseanne, the spinoff, The Conners, is coming to television. ABC is going to premiere its Roseanne spinoff October 16th is when the new series will begin airing, nearly a month after the network kicks off its fall schedule.
You think people will watch?
Maybe that first episode, just out of curiosity, that sort of, you know, car crash, what happens, how are they going to explain her gone? How are they all going to,
how many episodes did she get into the new, the relaunch?
It seemed like it was maybe four.
Before she stepped on her own foot.
Yeah, four or five. I don't know. It wasn't long.
It was almost a full season.
Was it really?
They were close to the end. I had been watching it. The weird thing is that, you know, Roseanne, for her own sake, like her, as a person, is, you know, an unpredictable, strange and woman. But I've always liked that show on account of the fact that I loved the cast chemistry. Like, it wasn't just about her. It was about, you know, Dan Connor, who's played by John Goodman, and her daughter, Darlene, who's played by Gilbert. But yeah, no, it's good stuff. Mark Wahlberg admits that he had a feud with Leonardo DiCaprio right before the two starred together in the 1995 film Basketball Diaries.
What was their feud? That was a long
They time both ago. Didn't like each other. They didn't want to be like they, he didn't, I guess Leonardo DiCaprio didn't want Mark Wahlberg to be in the movie. And Mark Wahlberg's like, well, I don't want Leonardo DiCaprio to be in the movie. And
I never
almost
saw
lost them both the parts.
Basketball Diaries, but that's what sort of launched Leo's career.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's what when all good. The ladies were all into him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess Mark Wahlberg was doing, he was talking to a group of high school and college students. It's this LEAP conference. It's all about, you know, like motivating kids. And one of the reasons he was asked was because he grew up inner city poor. And now look at him. He's a businessman and a Hollywood movie star.
They were both great together in The Departed. How many times have Leo and Wahlberg worked together? The two of them in The Departed was awesome.
The Departed was great.
Yeah. Throwing a little Matt Damon.
Yes.
It's a good little trio to work with.
I know. So they've worked together. He said, we both had to really learn how to respect each other and we earned it. He said that he and Leonardo DiCaprio ultimately built a bond while they were shooting this 1995 film. And that's what brought them together. Because before that, they were like, I don't like you. Yeah,
well,
me neither.
He's a Cali guy and Wahlberg's from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't think of Boston, you know, you'd have to earn it with some California actor, right? That maybe
they also seem like they'd both be kind of alphas. Like they're used to getting on the set and sort of being the guy. And
you
all
guys,
of a sudden,
I feel like the real life dynamic would be kind of like it is in The Departed. It's Wahlberg all over.
Yeah. You guys see that Brad Pitt and DiCaprio turned down the role in Brokeback Mountain. They could have been lovers.
Or their agents did, yeah.
It was before it changed directors.
Was it really?
Because it was originally going to be, remember that Gus Van Sant?
Yeah.
He's done like My Own Private Idaho and all these strange things. And then eventually that Ang Lee is the one who helmed Brokeback Mountain, but back when it was Gus Van Sant, he was trying to get all these big names, and they're like, no thanks, I'm
so
good.
So everyone's flipping out about the early release photos of Brad Pitt and Leo.
Yes.
In that Once Upon a Time. People are like, wow, they can pull off the 1970s look. So it's Brad Pitt in all denim.
Uh-huh.
Denim top, denim jeans. And then Leo looks like, I don't know, Clint Eastwood.
A portrait in brown.
He looks like Clint Eastwood from a 70s movie. He's got the tan leather jacket with a yellow turtleneck.
It's so gross.
Tucked into like slacks
brown
with a belt.
Pants.
And it works.
It does look good.
They look the part from the set of a 1969 movie.
Brad Pitt's hair is other level. Like, it's so funny. He's got sweet 70s hair. Like, it's just so feathery. It's really, really go all in. Yeah. So this is the one, this is the movie that they're working on about the Manson murders that's being directed by Quentin Tarantino.
I can't wait. It's going to be good.
Blink 182 is coming to the air at Stir Concert Cove. They announced that they are coming back. It's been nearly a decade since they were here locally. So tickets go on sale this Friday, and they're going to be performing at the Stir Concert Cove, September 25th. It'll be interesting. They don't have the three original guys anymore. Matt DeLong is out.
Can you say their names?
Guy. Yes.
Don't help her.
Don't help her.
Mark Hoppus, Travis Barker, and Tom DeLong.
I'm watching her read it.
Uh-huh. And Tom DeLong is no longer with the band.
He's out looking for UFOs, remember?
Yeah, he's big in the band. I love these guys, though.
Well, they love you back.
More important stuff, man. He's trying to find UFOs.
That's important. We got to find that stuff.
They always have such happy, like, fun music. I don't know. I always like their sound. But Travis Barker, he's been having some health issues.
Has he?
So, yeah. I mean, he's the drummer. Don't you remember he had a reality show at one point? It's like Travis and his, like, super hot former Playboy model wife.
What was her name? Don't help her.
Don't help her, kids.
Don't help her.
I will not
remember it. Everyone be
quiet. I just remember she had blonde hair and she was a total bombshell.
What if your kid gets tattooed like Travis Barker, where I'm saying he stops below the chin.
Right.
But his entire body is tatted.
I can see Declan like that. I can see Declan's future.
I dare you to say that to my husband when you see him next. Be like, you know what? I can totally see Declan with tattoo sleeves and a turtleneck.
Up his neck? What about on the face? I went on a couple of dates with a gal whose brother, she loved her brother, but man, he had face tattoos.
Really?
That's a tough...
When they show you that picture, you're trying not to make a face.
And you're trying
I thought
to
it was a bit.
Prison?
Mm-hmm.
Face tattoos. I never wanted to touch
Not a fan of face tattoos.
I didn't make enough dates to ask, like, seriously. He regrets it, right?
Please tell me that. Yeah, face tattoos, that's an all-in commitment. I mean, I can't imagine.
So I think that there's got to be all kinds of new growth down the road in the temporary tattoo industry.
I know. We need to figure it out.
Not the whatevers. I'm talking it's like the real thing.
Maybe.
It would have to be worth the pain.
I have an idea.
It lasts a year.
Yeah.
Probably still pretty full in stuff. It's like a 6-month, year-long commit. But
sure. How about this? Scratch and sniff tattoos.
I don't know. I like it. There's something there. Seems weird, though.
Like you're on meth. You're scratching.
In the Me Too generation, I was only sniffing your tattoo.
Right.
I mean, it warrants touch. Aggressive touch, scratching.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
Then you end up
sniffing.
Scratching your skin off.
Yeah.
I mean all of us guys would be getting scratch and sniff tattoos on our inner thigh.
Oh, yeah. I keep it right on my gonads.
At the bar. Well, that would be a little far.
I got excited. I apologize.
She's like, I scratched your gonads, and you know what it smelled like?
Not lead the horse into the water.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.